Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
All right, we're back here at Gamertag Radio, and this time we have two games that stood out to us during our playtime at Gamescom. So one was playable at the Xbox booth, and the other one, Hello Sunshine. Where you got to play that, Paris?
I didn't play it. I was shown a demo, and this was, I'm going to try and get all technical here. This was in Hall 2.1.
Okay.
And this was at the UK stand.
All right. Yes. So it's like an indie game.
Yeah,
right.
It was it's an indie game. Yes.
Yeah. So let's talk about Antos first, man. So Antos, this is the same developer that worked on, what's the name of that game? Oh my God. Antos. Hold up. Let me see if I can remember on Steam. So this is from
Soma.
There you go. It was Soma. So the same developer that worked on Soma, it came out years ago. So when I got to hear this, I'm like, yo, I can't wait. This is going to be a cool experience. Like, I like those type of games. I go in and they wanted me to do everything on my own. Like, I didn't want no help or anything like that either, you know. So I go in. Think of it as like a psychological
sci-fi. I can't even say psychological horror. Yes,
horror. Yes,
mystery, so, type game. Yeah,
yeah. So I go in. You're like in this. It looked like a ship, and you have to figure out a way to go to the lab. You have to like manage to get a key, and somebody talking to you what to do. Took the elevator, went up, and there was like a puzzle. Now here's the thing: depending what you do, it will unlock different paths to get to the next thing. Now, the story doesn't change, because that's something that I talked to the developers about, that. Like, the choices you make, the only difference is new dialogue, you will learn more about the character, new story, like a new path to get there. But, you know, you have to be smart on what you're going to do. It's important to listen, look at the objects and the books and stuff that you find. There's going to be a lot, like on a wall in different locations. There might be even recordings that you will find that will help you to solve certain things. Now, there might be cases where something might trick you that will make you make the wrong decision. I don't know if that happened to you. Not me. Mine was perfectly fine. I was the first person to finish the demo, actually. They were very impressed and were like, I'm glad that you didn't fall for it. I'm like, yep, I didn't. So how was your experience, Paris, figuring out the puzzle that they had, which was like a lot of rats, and you could tell the health could decline of those rats, because I think the rats was connected to somebody that was sitting down. So it was tricking you. One person saying that this is the real person, and the other one like, no, I'm the real person. So you have to like guess out of the two. It's very complicated, but yes.
Yeah, I didn't fall for it either. I was like, no, these rats trying to trick me. I was like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So I saved the guy. But I didn't do it as quick as you, because the torch, I was playing around with it, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I ran out of oxygen, so I couldn't cut everything right away. And then I'm like, okay, there's got to be oxygen in this room. And I'm looking around in the room for it. And I almost went out the door, and I was like, no, it's got to be in here. So I kept staying in there. And eventually I was like, it can't be here. And I went out, and sure enough, I found more oxygen, got that. And then I freed it, and I was good at that point. But yeah, I love that kind of game. I love the fact that it makes you think, wait, who's telling the truth? Who isn't? And like, how much more complex will this get as you get deeper into the game? So yeah, that was a very nice surprise of being able to play that and check that out. So that's one I would say keep on your radar for sure. You know, if you like puzzlers, if you like mystery, sci-fi, horror type games, that's going to be one to keep an eye on.
Yeah, I don't know how was your Q&A session, Paris, but I asked a question that everybody looked at me like, the only person asked this question. So I was looking at the cover of the game, and it's the main character, but you'll see she's sitting down, and there's like different emotions from like panicking all the way to like angry. Like, it's like it fades in. Mm-hmm. You'll see her different emotions, right? So I asked them why it was that, and they didn't want to answer the question. I was like, wait a minute, hold on.
Yeah,
they all looked at each other.
Didn't even think to ask anything like that, no.
Yeah, yeah, they even looked at each other like, I think it was like a spoiler or something like that, but I am more, even more curious to play this game based on the experience that we had. And that's a crazy thing. Like, I didn't know you could run out of oxygen. Like, that's the type of thing that I like, where we're going to have different experiences based on the choices that we make, you know, and the way how we solve these puzzles and other things, you know? So that was very interesting. I didn't know that at all. Really, really cool. Really, really cool. What else stood out to you from this game? Because for me, it was also like the voice acting and everything felt.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the voice acting was good. Like I said before, it was the mystery part of it. And you got essentially two people telling you two different things. And then you got to make a decision. And then how does that impact the rest of the game, whatever kind of decision that you make? I love stuff like that because, you know, you got to live with the consequences of your actions as a result. So, yeah, like I said, it's a neat game. I can't wait for it to come out.
Definitely. Now, the next game is called Hell on Sunshine. Now, this was in an area where it was from different countries. They'll have like different type of games. All of them were like different booths. And when you go into this hall, you see the name of the country or the flag of that country. And they'll promote like their games from that area. So you got to check out Hell on Sunshine. This is based in the UK booth. How was your experience and what is this about?
Okay, so this is how I describe this game. It's the Iron Giant survival game, and the sun is trying to kill you.
That sounds crazy.
And it is. It's a very neat concept because you're basically like in the survival game. Excuse me. I got the con crud. It's just, I'm still recovering.
It's all good.
But it's like a survival mystery game. You got this big giant robot, which is kind of your guardian because you gotta constantly stand in his shade, and he's walking towards this destination in like this desolate desert area, right? And the reason you gotta stay in the shade, because the sun will literally kill you. I'm not kidding, right? Because it's just the temperatures are so high, you'll overheat and you'll die. But at the same time, it's also a survival scavenging game. So as the robot is walking, you'll break off and you'll see like an abandoned store or shelter or something. You have to go in there and try and scavenge what you can and get all these resources. Long story short, you'll keep doing that till you'll get to the nighttime. The robot will get to a station. He powers down for the night. You take these resources, you'll craft, you'll have to try and repair him if he has damages. You'll start building this relationship with this robot. You'll have other robots try to attack him and he's fighting them. You'll have weirdo people that will approach you and you have to figure out if you got to trust them or not. Again, you got to scavenge water because you start overheating. You need to drink water at a certain time. You got to eat food. Bro, I freaking love this game. Like, just watching that demo for an hour, and I'm asking questions the whole time and we're just talking, good vibe back and forth. I'm like, this is the kind of stuff I like about gaming, where small indie studio, I believe their name is Red Thread Games, small indie studio making this. And it's just such a fun, unique concept to it that I want to see this play out. Like he did the scenario, because you can even go scavenge at night. But here's the problem at night. If you leave like the base area that you're at, now it's extremely cold. So you could get the cold, you could freeze to death, right? So you have to balance all that on how far you're going to stray away, come back. And like I said, random people could come up. You have to decide if you want to trust them. They're scavenging, looking for water, food. Do you share the food that you have with them? Do you not? Do you tell them to get the F out of there, right? If you do that, do you have an enemy now? Like, there's so many little scenarios to it. I was like, I love this concept. I freaking love it. I want to play it. I asked him when it was coming out. He wouldn't tell me. So I'm assuming it's probably 2027 sometime, but go look it up. Hello Sunshine. Visuals are really great. Again, think the Iron Giant as far as the robot kind of protector that you're going to have, right? That you're going to build this relationship with. And then, like I said, the sun is literally trying to kill you. So you constantly got to try and find shade. And then if the robot gets too far away, now you got to try and find shade strategically in the desert till you can get back to him. Like, all this stuff, bro. A lot of fun.
So it looks like it's never ending, because how are you gonna kill the sun?
There's an ending. I asked him.
There is?
Because it's like a mystery almost.
Yeah.
Remember WALL-E?
Yes.
Remember WALL-E? It's like in the distant future, humans are all gone, but like all the tech and stuff is still there.
Yeah.
Think something like that too. Yeah.
Oh, snap. Okay. Mm-hmm. So hopefully maybe next year?
Yeah, hopefully. They wouldn't put a date on it.
So this was PCO as well? Right.
Yeah, he didn't say if consoles, but like it's on Steam right now. You can wish list it on Steam right now. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right, well, thanks, Paris, for Hello Sunshine. And I, like I said, I had a great time playing Onto, so I'm very excited to play that game once it comes out. And stay tuned. We have more impressions from Gamescom. All right.